Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
And a wearer of hats. You wouldn't know it from watching the TV there on the 41, but likes his hats.
Work on that, maybe. See if I can push that through.
Get a
hat night.
You know, have everybody
Thursday,
on the,
you know, everybody wears hats.
Everybody on the set. I think it'd be good.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really good.
Shorts. And why do we have to wear suits and ties all the time? Who said that? Who made that rule that if you're on TV, you got to wear a suit and tie?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think you're just the man to change the system.
The person's probably dead if they did.
What are they going to do about it?
Yeah, exactly. Time for another trendsetter.
Come back and haunt you?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I don't know that there's a trend going somewhere with the clothing on television personalities at times.
Well, LeBron has stolen the weekend sports guy look. The
shorts with suit on top.
Yeah. Suit. Yes. I'm like, I've been rocking that since like the late 90s.
Yes.
LeBron.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Whenever possible. Always prefer to be at a desk so you don't actually have to wear the whole suit.
Yes.
Just wear the top of the suit.
You can't really do that a whole lot anymore because with our set at 41, it's great. You're up and walking around depending on the segment, depending on the story. You could be standing up, sitting down, moving all over the place. So. You need the pants on, Seren.
Yeah.
You need the pants on.
I'm
glad you wear the pants.
Yes, I do.
Mick. We need a contestant at 913-3810-810. Your chance to win a $50 gift card to Hen House begins right now by playing The Feud. That's 913-3810-810. Call right now. First person, Jed will do an astute job of making sure that you're semi-competent and have a fighting chance to actually win at this game. Just dial 913-3810-810 right now for your chance to play The Feud with either Curtis, popular choice of late, Mick, or myself.
Correct, choice of late.
Any one of us will be happy to play along your side. It's up to you, whatever you think will give you the best chance to win a $50 gift card to Hen House. You can use it at the meat counter. Stock up to get out on the grill, go to the delicatessen, pick up your lunch on the way to work. Maybe it's the salad bar on the way home. I don't know. Maybe it's just some groceries. It's up to you. I mean, it really is literally up to you.
Adult beverages, whatever you want.
Could, yes.
Yes.
Booze, it'll work. Good call. I wasn't even thinking that way, Mick, but a guy who's been on vacation most of the year should know that, right?
That's me, yeah. I'm kind of always on vacation, even when I'm at work.
When you're there.
I'm kind of vacating.
It's amazing. All right, let's talk to Jason. He will be our contestant. Jason, how are you, my friend?
Doing good. How are you?
Very good. Have you heard The Feud? Do you understand how it's played?
Yes.
All right. Tell me, Jason, who are you going to play with?
I will play with you, Seren.
That would be great. I would love to play with you, Jason. That sounds great.
Also, the band is back together.
Right. Yeah. Let you clowns get over there and muck it up. That's muck with an M as in Mary, just so everybody knows, just to be clear. Jason, you know that to buzz in, you have to say your name.
Okay.
Okay. And do you want to play first or second?
Let's go second.
Okay. It will be, I'm sorry, Jason, Jed, who's running the operation, of course, as Fast Talking Rob is out, wants to test your buzzer real quick. Is your buzzer working?
Jason?
Yeah, there it
Perfect.
Is. It's great. Works, yeah.
Very good.
Right.
Very good.
Clear. All right, it's going to be me going first against which one of you two trolls?
It's always me.
Mick. Okay, it's going to be Mick. It's going to be Mick. Me against Mick. All right, Jed, we're all set.
All right, here we go. Give me Mick and give me Seren.
Does he know? Because we'll jump in.
Yeah.
Once someone buzzes in.
Yeah, once somebody buzzes in, he stops reading the question. He's aware of it.
All right.
We know how you like to cheat, Mick.
Yeah, Mick, I'm not letting you cheat. Not like Rob. Yeah. He's out of town, so we can trash him unless he's listening on the app. All right. We surveyed 100 people, and they told us something you order at Jazz, a Louisiana
Mick.
Kitchen.
Shrimp.
Chance to steal.
I just got to get on the board. I'll go gumbo.
Number two answer, not the number one answer.
All right, Jason, what do you think? Do we want to try to take some things off the categories and not give him a chance to steal? I'm going to tell you this right now. Curtis is down there at least once a week, so he knows the menu really, really well.
I think we can play.
Okay. All right, let's go for it. It is your turn next.
Let's go crawfish.
Crawfish. No, that is not on the list.
All right, I'll go etouffee.
Correct. Let's see here. That is number four, number 12 four. Points.
Okay, very good. Back to you, Jason.
I have no idea.
Just think Cajun food. They like to fry butter, or excuse me, fry water down there. And everything comes with butter. Just think in terms of that.
Let's go fried chicken.
Yeah. I'm going to go I don't know which version to go with. I'm going to go with the blackened chicken.
That is correct. Seventh best answer, 5 points. So right now you have 21. This is really good radio because I'm bad at math. 33 plus 5, 38.
Just have Rudy added up there. For
yeah,
me.
I don't trust Rudy either. Let's see. So number one, three.
No, wait.
I know. Okay. I'm just saying the number one, three, five, six, and eight answers still on the board there, Jason.
So give it a shot.
All right. Let's go a poor boy.
That's not bad. I think just because he talks about it all the time on Stump the Chumps that somebody is going to bring up the hush puppies. Ah!
Okay. Mm. What is that one right there? So that's three, correct?
That is three.
I think it's more to be one.
Yeah,
of
he
those
hasn't
two.
Said that, right?
Correct.
I always get that, which I knew was not going to be an answer.
Probably not there. Number one.
Yes, I go with
I know what he's going with.
Got to rock the jambalaya.
Oh, no. Ooh. That was my fault. Jambalaya was was the number one answer. Sorry.
I didn't know how to react.
All right.
All right.
I knew that was that. I was like.
All right. So you guys got 43, 56.
Listen to this addition going on. Dude.
We'll have Rudy do that. So 58 points there.
58 for you guys. Okay.
What are the other answers?
The ones you did not get were oysters, chicken a la mer, and voodoo wings.
Nice. Chicken a la mer and jambalaya. I'm going to kick myself over. All right.
They
all
have
right.
great fettuccine alfredo, by the way.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Everything there is great.
What I was going to say, but I was like, it probably needs to be seafood.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yep.
All right. We press forward. Give me Curtis and give me
Jason.
And we surveyed 100 people, and we were we had them ask, name a player in the Royals bullpen.
Jason.
Curtis.
Jason.
Birch Smith.
That is correct. Not the top answer, though.
I'm going to go Kelvin Herrera.
That is correct. That is the top answer.
Okay.
Do you want to play or pass?
How many more?
There are three more.
I'll go with Tim Hill.
Our board's really good. I'm going to tell you that.
I'm not good with anxiety, okay? You are killing me over here.
Is he typing in ding or something like that?
I'm going to go Jason Adam, local product.
Wow. Ooh, let me cross that
no
off.
No love for the KC.
Let me cross that off.
Interesting. I'll go with, Boyer.
Which is awful, but
I know, right?
Is correct. That is the fourth best answer.
Bad saying it.
Currently in the bullpen. I will go, I think people are going to still say Brad Kelly, even though he's been in the move to the rotation.
Yep, nice.
That is correct. Second best answer.
Oh,
one answer. No, that is all of them.
Yeah,
there you go. You win the category.
God.
Obviously, I'm not very good at this. Rob should have really done this. All right. There we go. So you get 100 points. Give me Seren and give me Curtis. Mick.
Yeah, give me Curtis. I'd love to take my shot at Curtis.
All right, here we go. Name someone who works at 41 Action
Seren.
News. Seren.
I'm going to go with Mick Schaefer.
Not the top answer, though.
Gary Lezak.
Yes. Yes! Ding!
Yeah, it was ding. Yeah, my bad. Top answer.
Top answer.
I don't know what's happening here. How many more are left?
There are four more answers.
We're going to play all day. It's Play all day.
Okay. Be thinking, Jason, your immense knowledge.
It's up to me.
It's up to you, yeah.
41 Action News.
I will say Mike Marusarz.
Yeah, good job.
Really? Was that a real
one? Yeah, that was okay. A real one. I was got that one correct. Yeah. That was a real buzzer. He nailed that one.
I will go with Mike's roommate, Rhiannon
Alley.
That's
who I should have picked.
Both strong. Good work, Mick.
Oh, my gosh. I'm dying here.
Totally, and that was also accurate, right?
I clearly
there.
Don't watch much local news. Sorry, Mick.
Neither do I. It's fine. I'm going to go with Krista Dubil. Ooh.
All right, so is that to us?
That's three strikes.
Yep.
All right.
Four answers left on the board.
Jason, do you...
three, excuse me, which is sad because one of them was Mick.
Yeah. Do you have anyone,
Jason? What about Lindsey Shively?
Sure. What about D. Jackson? What if we stick in the
D.
sports
Jackson
department?
D. Jackson would be a good one.
All right, I like staying in the sports department.
All right, let's go D. Jackson.
We're going to go D. Jackson. Yes.
That is correct.
We're on the board.
The ones you did not get, Lindsey Anderson.
Yeah, she's very popular.
Jeff Penner.
Yep, he's very popular.
And that is it, because Jeff D. Jackson was the final
so
answer.
So how many did we get?
You got 50, 21. Yeah. You are now at 73.
All right, good.
People who are on our air.
Back in it, Jason. Back in it. Get all tough right. here. Curtis sucks at this game. Get tough, Jason.
All right, give me Curtis. Give me Jason.
What's the score?
It's 158-73.
Okay.
Ooh. All right, we surveyed 100 people, and we asked them to name a brand of cereal.
Curtis.
Jason.
Curtis.
Cheerios.
Cheerios is correct. Not the top answer, though. Chance to steal, Jason.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, not on the board. Over to Mick and Curtis.
How many answers?
What do you want to do?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six answers left.
Gotta play. I'll go Raisin Bran.
That's awful, Mick. I'm not even going to buzz you because that's so bad.
Why is it so bad? Is it not on there?
Not on there.
It's the first one I wrote down. Oh, wow. What the hell is so wrong with Raisin Bran?
You guys are old. That's what's wrong with
it. Jeez. I didn't know there was a new wave of cereal.
I
didn't know we'd taken cereal to a new game.
Right. I've got an awful cereal for you. I'm not going to say it because it might be on there.
I think I know what might be the number one. Golden Grahams.
That is definitely not number one.
No. Wow.
Not
I think
on
I like
there.
Sweet cereals. Like, well, if it's younger people, and they like sweet cereals.
What's been said? What did he say? What did you cross off?
He had Raisin Bran and Golden Grahams.
But what Cheerios. Did he? What he's Cheerios to get?
Cheerios
and,
was number
and Jason,
two answer.
What'd you say that's gone? That was not there. Never mind if you can't remember.
I can't remember.
Okay.
Right. Captain Crunch is what I said.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah, okay. Which wasn't on there.
Rice Krispies?
Good Lord.
Cereal as in C-E-R-E-A-L?
Yes, breakfast.
Cereal movies.
Cereals.
Oh,
that's
C-E-R-I-A-L. I love that cereal movie, Cheerios.
You just buzzed out. They did none of those
none
were on there?
None of those were on there.
Rice Krispies, Raisin Bran.
Rice Krispies
even
and
Captain
Raisin
Crunch?
Bran?
I would figure it out.
I'm
seven
like,
answers. Too.
Okay,
I'm gonna say either Lucky Charms or Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Well, how about this? I think what about Frosted Flakes? What's that called? The wheat
Wheaties.
Like Wheaties would be something. Fruit Loops. I mean, for God's sake, are Fruit Loops not there?
I would think any one of those would probably work.
What do you think? I mean, it's your shot.
Since we're sports, let's go with Wheaties.
We go with Wheaties.
Wheaties is your guys' final answer?
Or should we just say?
No, I think it's Wheaties.
Yes.
22 for Wheaties.
Wow.
Over
I don't
two
know if that helped him out or hurt them there.
I like how Jed does this game. This is good.
3-on-2.
I got to hear these others.
Let's see here.
How many points do we get?
22, 20, and
22.
That's 42. That's it.
We only got two answers? How many did they get?
We got one. That was
did
it.
You? This is much harder than I thought.
Cheerios.
Yeah, you got Cheerios, which was for 20, and that was it. And then you guys got Wheaties.
There wasn't another right answer
named?
You named, when you and our guest here were bantering back and forth. You named all the rest of the answers.
Our guest has a name. It's Jason.
Exactly.
I was going to go Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but I wanted to leave that for you, thinking, oh, so, Rice Krispies has to be on there.
We were all over it. We had all kinds of winners.
Frosted Flakes was number 3 for 18, Lucky Charms 15, Fruit Loops number 5 with 10, Cocoa Puffs 8, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch 7.
Wow, you were all over that, man. Except for your first answer, Jason, but I don't know where that was. Where that was Captain Crunch. I don't know, but anyway. All right, we're in it now. We're a category win away from winning. 158 for them, 115 for us, Jason.
All right, this is for all the marbles because this is the last category.
See, Rob has been expressly told to have many categories.
He's out of town. I don't know what you want me to do.
He's on a beach.
201. What if we don't get enough to get to 201?
Rudy, start typing, pal.
We either win this
get
or
to Twitter.
Hold them to 42 here.
Okay. All right. So here we go. We got to get this.
All right. Here we go.
Is it Seren and me?
Yes.
Seren versus Mick. Name something you eat at a baseball game.
Seren.
Seren.
Hot dog.
Top answer. Player pass.
I think. How many are there?
There are 7 more.
7 more. I think we got to strip the category, don't we, Jason? Or do you think they're going to be dumb enough to miss an obvious one?
I mean, I think we could play.
Yeah, I think we should play. Okay, we'll play. Go ahead, Jason.
Nachos?
Nachos is correct. Second best answer.
And it's just eat, correct?
Just eat. Just eat. No beverages.
I'm going to go popcorn.
Popcorn is correct. Fourth best answer.
Let's go pretzel.
Pretzel is correct. Seventh best answer.
I'm shockingly really hurting right now, but I'm going to try cotton candy. Damn it.
Let's go peanuts.
Great.
Peanuts, third best answer.
So stupid.
You have, so stupid. Let's see here, 1, 2, 3 remaining.
3? God, do they just go? I mean, nowadays you can get a burger. I'm going to say a burger. Well, screw you.
Let's go Cracker Jacks.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. It's in the freaking song, man.
I didn't write it. I didn't participate. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Get on somebody. All right. Was that it for
no,
us?
No, that's you. One more bubble.
Oh, I got one more. Dippin' Dots?
Yes. Oh. Two answers left. Over to Jason.
Come on, Jason. Get tough. Get tough.
Oh, man.
One time, baby. One time.
Let's go. I don't know. Let's just go pizza because I see
good,
it everywhere
good,
around
good.
There.
Yeah. Oh, you could rot in hell.
Wow,
God.
That was a little intense.
I got,
oh, my.
Chicken strips, all fries, right. Funnel cake.
Funnel cake's not bad.
There's 2 left.
I love how Curtis picks one and goes, Polish, yeah, it's not bad.
He's not talking about answers. Yeah.
You contributed nothing to the to the options.
No, he's talking about like eating it. Funnel cake's pretty good, yeah. I don't know as far as an answer, but. What do you got? Anything better?
I would imagine that Polish and brat would be in hot dogs. So maybe that, not those. Chicken strips are fun.
So Curtis gave you something not to answer. Good good times having K-Dog as your partner.
Could be worse. You could have had me doing the feud.
What do you think out of those?
I clearly have no clue, though. So I'm going to ride you. Good
ride
God.
Me.
God, yes, mark that. Freaking A.
Funnel cake.
Yes!
Seren and Jason are the champions.
Right.
The two that you did not get.
Yeah.
Sunflower seeds? Brats.
Brats.
How sweet is that?
That's
K-Dog and Mick to lose.
How many
on
points
this.
Did we get, though?
Sting it.
You got a whole bunch. I'll calculate it up during the break.
But
enough to win.
Enough to win. Yes, enough to win.
Enough, okay.
The first
enough
two alone.
You,
the first
that's
two
enough.
Alone got you to 51.
What were the ones that weren't said were how much, and how much were they?
They were worth 13 points.
Okay, so we got 87.
Sure.
87 points for an official victory. This is no
202.
You know, we didn't need 202. We only need 201 and we got to 202. So you hold your head high, Jason. You came,
nice job, Jason.
You saw, and you kicked their ass to the tune of a $50 gift card to Hen House, my friend.
Well, thank you guys.
Well done.
Fun.
I'm gonna put you on hold, get some information from you.
Man, that Jason, I hated him. Hated that guy.
Tell you what, you get down 158 to nothing. Make sure you get Jason's info so we can get his gift card to him. You get down 158 to nothing. I mean, it's gut check time.
A lot of teams are going to hang their head.
You know? Yeah. We'll see if the Cavs can circle the wagons like Jason and I just did right there. I'll tell you what, Jason's the kind of guy that you can count on.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's a doer.
He's going to know the score at the end of the game at the free throw line. If he gets the rebound, he knows to put it back up.
If I'm in a foxhole, there's two things. One, I'm going to have a hard time getting out of it. And two, I want Jason with me.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's going to help you up. Yeah.
You just fall into it.
That's true.
You know, coming out, you know,
gravity does help in that.
Gonna work against what Mother Nature's doing to you. That's a problem. Well done, Jason. Yeah, that's a satisfying victory right there.
I bet it was. Yeah, I feel you want some more.
How's your back doing? Trying to carry Curtis.
I wasn't particularly good that round either. Raisin Man,
Why are you still writing notes? We're past the game part. You can just call me an SOB if you want. You don't have to write it down and show it to Mick.
That's true.
Oh, we can?
Okay. No, Royals' fourth-round pick is in.
Another college player, another college center fielder back-to-back picks, Eric Cole out of Arkansas.
Love this kid. A lot of range, really go get it, knows how to play the game.
Toolsy.
Very toolsy.
Spells Eric with a C, not a K. That's so dumb.
5'11", 170, switch hitter, throws right-handed.
Good baseball body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good initial punch.
Yeah,
well
played
in
the SEC, been there, big
flip
time
hips.
Games.
Good knee bend.
Where's he from?
Arkansas.
Yeah, big fan.
How is he in the phone booth, though?
Yeah.
I mean, his college.
Plays well in space.
Yeah, good stuff.
I mean, his college.
Quick first step out of the box.
Got Kansas in his college letters.
Make all the throws.
Yeah. Part of Kansas City.
I love
is
that.
In Arkansas, right?
You know? Make all the throws.
Somebody used that last. Makes all the throws.
He can throw to second base, third base, and home. They make all the throws.
Is that what I'm doing wrong with my kids? I'm not teaching them all the throws?
He can't make the throw to third. It's really weird. He struggles
with
that throw to third.
He can draw his throw. Yes. He can cut it. He can cut it around a second baseman, around the cutoff guy.
Is this ultimate frisbee, or are we drafting baseball players? What the hell is going on here? Yeah. We'll take a break, talk a little bit more about the Royals draft, and why wouldn't you? Mick Schaefer's in town, and when Mick's here.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just put you in town. I
mean, thanks, it's big.
Generally in town, but he's also in studio while he's here in town.
Yeah, amazing.
And if there's anybody you want to talk baseball draft with, it's Mick Schaefer. Yeah. He's seen good it point. Before. We'll talk more about that next in the program.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer among Florida Gators, for whom the Royals now have two more. Who has made the most Major League Baseball All-Star appearances? The number is 4. Player of note, MVP, two-time home run champion, two-time RBI champion, Indians Hall of Famer, only man to be Major League MVP and Major League National Executive of the Year. I guess it would be a league award, don't I? Mm-hmm. Baseball award. It is one Al Rosen.
Al Rosen.
Dr. Rosen.
Dr. Rosen.
Not
Rosen.
To be confused Rosen. With Dr. Rosen Penis.
Right, yes. That's,
works over by the records room, if I'm not mistaken. Yes.
Where they have the Beatles White Album.
Yes.
cup of hot fat, head of Alfredo Garcia.
I don't know why people hate that. Some people just don't.
Who
they
hates
store,
that movie?
It's where they store the gauze and the antifreeze. So much, yes.
Can you imagine anybody but him playing that?
No.
There are certain characters you're like, it can only be. Yeah. It could have only been Chevy Chase.
Yep. That's why they wanted to make a prequel or just another Fletch 1, because it was based on a series of books. It was going to be Jason, the guy in My Name is Earl, that guy. He was going to do it, but it just never got made.
Really?
It was going to.
So they were going to do one recently? They're going to have like
Jason Lee, Jason Lee? Within the last 10 years or so.
See, it strikes me as more of like a Tom Cruise project.
Well, you're serious, I'm like,
no.
No, fast, perfectly timed dialogue.
He's busy doing all the Top Guns.
He's the best ever at that.
By the way, I am excited for the Top Gun. We were playing for Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Nothing says Happy Father's Day like delicious burnt ends or a slab of ribs. This year, you can give Dad the gift of Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, whether that's a gift card here in town, or even better yet, if Dad's out of town, ship it. You can ship their barbecue sauces, sides, and even pies to all 50 states. So whether he's across town or across the country, ship it right to his door. You can send him a great taste of Kansas City. Place your order online by going to joeskc.com. If you have any questions or would like help placing your order, give him a call at 844-JOES-BBQ. That's 844-JOES-BBQ and online at joeskc.com.
I thought of someone who could play that role. Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Can I borrow your towel? My car hit a water buffalo.
Put it on the Underhill's bill.
Dr. Rosen.
John.
Dr. Rosen penis.
Melanoma, carcinoma, some sort of a noma. Yeah.
I will find you. Using the whole vest, Doc?
Oh, man.
So many great lines from that. Yes, so you're saying who was going to play him? The guy from...
Jason Lee. The guy from My Name is Earl. He was in the...
Almost Famous.
Yeah, in Chasing Amy, right? All those
Is that the guy
movies.
You would choose?
No, I don't know. Like, I'm like Curtis. I don't know if anybody else could play that and do it justice and not take away from what's already been done. I'm fine with it just being two fledges.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I remember.
This requires too much, too perfect.
Because it was almost like... So, those were books. And so, it was written before him, but it was almost like that was just Chevy Chase's movie. He created that character himself.
I'll give you two guys that I think might be able to pull it off. And yeah,
I haven't thought about this.
And I'm not joking.
I'll give you one right now.
I'm not joking. Yeah. I want to go first.
You go first. I'm saying I'm a current actor, a guy who wasn't around then, but could do it
now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give you two guys, Jason Sudeikis and Jason Bateman. Are two guys I think have the dry wit,
you
timing.
Have to have the subtleness.
They're two guys that I think could do it. Maybe.
I don't know if Bateman's is quirky enough, like Fletcher, like Chevy Chase.
Maybe the other one I would say. Well, go ahead. You wrote it.
Ryan Reynolds.
Agreed.
Yeah,
maybe.
Ryan Reynolds.
Because Deadpool
basically has
the Fletch delivery.
Ryan Reynolds is good.
That's a good one.
Ryan Reynolds. I was also thinking, who's the tall guy from Swingers?
Oh, Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn might be able to pull it off too.
Yeah.
Those are guys.
That's a good one too.
We should throw him in a pit, see who comes out alive, and say,
I'm gonna guess Vince Vaughn.
Fletch one is yours. my money's on Ryan Reynolds based on the body types that's going to come out of that one.
Yes.
Go on, Ryan Reynolds. He seems to have actually perhaps done a sit-up, maybe lifted a weight.
Him, yes.
Vaughn has the reach.
No offense to the
Sudeikis
family here in town, but I could see Sudeikis pulling it off.
Yep.
I thought Sudeikis did a really good job in the when they were the posing as the family.
We're the Millers?
Yes.
Yes. I played golf with his dad.
And Terrible Bosses was good, too.
I played golf with his dad a couple times, lives in town still. Big old dude, hilarious, just like Jason. And I think it was his wife was there and said that all that stuff in We Are the Millers was based on road trips from their youth and stuff that he would
say. So they
say,
used to cart drugs across the Mexican line?
Yes,
okay.
Literally, in a Winnebago, adopting kids. Yes,
yeah.
Stuff he would say.
A lot of heroin stuck up in the wheel wells. Yes. Okay. Wow, didn't know it. Learned
Sudeikis
something about
family,
those.
Yep.
Sudeikis is every day, huh? Wow, that's awesome. I get what you're saying, the road trip. There's nothing better than traveling with the family, is there?
Oh, my God. It's one of those things that sounds okay, and then you get it like, what are we doing?
Why don't we just stay home
We're
and watch TV?
We're just conforming to societal norms.
I've heard people say, like, the movies, you think, oh, that's just ridiculous. Then you do when you're like, yeah, it's actually amazing how much accuracy is in those things. They didn't just come out of the sky. I mean, people write those things because of their own, as you said, their own formative experiences.
Exactly.
Yep, putting that one in.
By the way, I'd like to point out for the just a sidebar for the Curtis and Jed, to a lesser extent, but Curtis will really enjoy this. I think it's for the fifth consecutive week, Tim Grunhard has just texted me a couple hours after being in the studio to change his status for next week.
One way or the other?
No, I'm good. Yeah, regular time next week. Totally forgot. Got a golf tournament. Got to move it.
Doesn't affect me.
This time,
thanks,
this time Grunny. I was not going to be here. Got big golf tournament. You know, just take a week off. Just got it. No, I'll be in. Pairings party's Tuesday night. Tournament's not till Wednesday. I was wrong. Like, bring a calendar, Tim. They have you having them on your phones.
Yeah.
Like, take a look at it, man. You have to go home and ask, when am I doing this?
Sensational.
Do I pee, honey? I can't. Like, I can't. Should I go now? What do you think?
Do I like this?
Good Lord. Just I watching. Swear to you, it's like 5 weeks in a row. He's left here either being in or out. To his credit, he's given us a week's notice, right? I don't want to hate, but I'm just like, there it is again. It's like clockwork. I just got another
That's funny. I was watching some movie, and they were all sitting around watching a baseball game, and one of the couples was new, and one guy goes, honey, do I like this? And the baseball guy, you hear in the background, is like, 3-2 pitch.
Did I just hear that? Do I like this? What in the world?
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Fun tale of my buddy being wasted one night, and we were talking about what we did the night before. We're like, hey, Brian, yeah, you had a hot dog last night. And he's like, what? I did? Was it good?
Was it good?
That's a good night.
That's a great night,
when you don't remember what you had, and then you're curious about how it was.
I mean, that's
a whole nother level.
You
that's taking
may
it to
have shared that food with somebody else.
That's taking it to 11, man. I'm proud of you. Mick, what do you think about these Royals in this draft here,
hey,
huh?
I'm down.
You a big fan of it?
I'm down drafting 6'5" dudes that can blow smoke from the South, right? I think sometimes we maybe
overthink you mean they're from the South, not that they blow smoke from the South.
Oh, yes. They're from the South. Okay, maybe they do that too, but yes. They throw the baseball hard, so I don't get another little dump button there.
Richard Farty Johnson, yeah. The Royals' 8th-round pick.
Keeps lifting up off the mound. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. Apparently he's blowing smoke from down south.
Brady Air Biscuit Singer, that's what they call him in Florida.
The last Air Biscuit. Yes.
Yes. No.
And then, so the guy you don't want to draft is Paul the Duck Johnson.
No.
Skid Marks Wilson. Yeah, maybe a late round choice.
We keep trying to steer it on to like actual sports topics, but I'm fine staying out over in the ditch.
Wanted to just talk about the draft just for a minute. Just get your thoughts overall.
That's it.
That's it. You're good.
I think a lot of times in
farting pitchers. Schaefer, where he's at? Got to. You blow up. I mean,
yeah, that's why
it happens.
Mice die if they drink a Coke. I've heard. You leave Coke out in a little bowl and drink. They can't fart. Yeah, that's what hurts that. They can't belch.
You've got to be kidding me.
Good way to take care of your mouse problem.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good way to get an ant problem while you're at it.
You know what? I'd rather have ants.
A bowl of sugar on the floor.
Not one mouse, 10,000 ants.
Well, ants.
Winner.
Ants hate Pepsi, so then, no.
So,
just a little bicarbonate of soda, no sugar.
There you are. You're on an anteater. What was the problem? Had a mouse. Huh?
You know that old chestnut. You start with the mouse and the Coke.
What gets rid of
ants?
What gets rid of ants draws something else completely.
The mice that ride the motorcycles are really the most annoying, if you remember your childhood literature. sorry. I guess I'm the only one who read the books in school.
What are books?
You seem like it.
No, but seriously, is this a team that's...
I like that one of the reviews on the first guy is he's nearly major league ready, because I made a tweet last night. They could have used him in the 8th last night. They think, how quickly can these guys come up? But no, I think sometimes we overthink things, and I don't think this was an overthinking draft. They got Hosses from Florida and Georgia from the SEC, or rather from Virginia, and the ACC, and who else?
Memphis.
Stanford.
Stanford, right? California.
Although I went looking. Tell you what, you will not find a Hall of Fame filled with guys from Florida, Virginia, and Memphis. Some decent Stanford players, but they did not draft it. You know, it wasn't like drafting football players from Miami.
Yeah.
I think Florida is heading that way with their talent. I mean, that kid India hit another home run last night. He went in the first round. If anybody's watching Florida and Florida Atlantic, then you too were treated to the embarrassing motorcycle pants that Florida Atlantic calls baseball pants and a uniform. It says like Florida Atlantic on a stripe that goes halfway down the pants.
Wow.
Here's how good baseball is getting in Florida.
They make up for it by wearing like a one piece, you know, pullover, like slick looking, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what? It's like, who designed these uniforms?
It's like when they workshop the futures.
Yes,
like,
that's
uniforms.
What it looked like. Did you see him? Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Well, I mean, here's how good baseball is getting in Florida. Florida Atlantic is good. Stetson is a power now. And they were a one seed. They hosted
a regional. Florida Gulf Coast is where Chris Sale came from.
Yeah.
Funny how those warm weather towns are good at the sports that
where they have
need
high school.
Warm weather.
Yes, all those colleges that have an abundance of high school talent around them are actually getting good now.
All right, so I know you were getting ready to do the sports because I watched the sports because it came on after the Stanley Cup. Only reason I did.
Thank you for sharing.
Did you get a chance to watch any of the broadcast?
Of what?
Of the draft?
Oh, yeah, I watched most of it.
Did you have the sound up? Was it just on in the background?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I was doing other things, so I could have missed something.
Scale of 1 to 10. What would you give it?
11. Oh, wait. What? The broadcast?
The broadcast. Oh, what the hell am I talking about?
I don't
here?
Know. It's fine. It seems like kind of a small-time thing because it's in a studio, right? And it seems it's much more. Everything's made for TV, but that one seems like it's really made for TV. I have nothing against it. It's fine. I didn't think about it.
So are you upset that the sports commission's trying to get the Major League Baseball draft moved here to Kansas City?
No.
Instead of doing it down at the train station, they're going to do it in your backyard.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, are they trying for that? They're not trying for that, right?
No, they're not moving it.
It's always up there.
There's
in
no
the
momentum.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who the hell anybody is.
No.
They had six guys in studio, and I think two of them didn't even go in the first round.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's the whole deal.
I was like, okay. Like, you don't have to. Here's a thought. Don't just try to do a bastardized version of the NFL draft, a diet version.
Yeah.
Come up with something new. Yes, they have players there, but people know who they are, okay?
Yeah.
They're, like, even hockey players might be known more in college. You know, for the hockey community, they're more likely to watch college hockey than the baseball community is to watch college baseball anytime other than the College World Series. So, like, don't have anyone come down there and pay for some real analyses, which they had some, but they also had
– I mean, they've got
Harold
the major
Reynolds
league.
Kept talking, and that was a problem.
They, I will say this, they talking. Only did one round, right? They stopped after, I think,
they did
the
one
competitive
the sandwich,
balance
yeah.
picks. They didn't do the second round, and I doubt they're doing it today. So at least they okay, this is a little two-hour deal that we're doing. But
I would like to point out something. Keith Law, do we have him set up? Kind of, maybe.
Waiting to hear back.
Okay.
But chances are, yes, more than likely.
Okay. Keith Law had his top 100 prospects. Only one guy drafted yesterday wasn't on it. It was the Yankees high school 18-year-old kid.
How is there such a consensus on those
well,
guys?
But that's the thing.
That's amazing to me.
They had guys like somebody took this catcher. Let me look back here. They took a catcher, Ryan Jeffers, catcher from UNC Wilmington. He's number 99 on Keith Law's list. He went with pick number 59. I'm like, yeah, what do you got on him? He's like, I don't got anything. He's not in my top 200. I'm like, well, your 200 sucks. Like, shouldn't you get like – I was like, I was impressed that Keith Law had every single guy on his list, or at least I think he did, at least until I quit keeping track, I guess, somewhere, which I thought was almost all the way there. And they were all there. And I was like, okay.
It's amazing to me. Now, I'm shocked that there's that for the NFL and the NBA, but baseball seems to, I mean, it's so hard to get college, you have high school. And
your kid, one of your kids, plays baseball.
Yeah, they both
plays it pretty good.
Yeah.
Right? He's on a good travel team, right?
Yep.
Does he sit and talk about getting drafted?
No, I texted him last night. We were at, we covered the kid from DeSoto, right? From Eudora, played baseball at DeSoto.
And then went to Wichita.
49th.
Yeah.
And I texted him like, hey, this kid in your school district, right? And I talked to, I've talked to the coaches before, like, yeah, he's a good player. He got really good at junior, senior year, but it wasn't like he's Bryce Harper and we've heard about him since he was 12
years
old.
That's why he ended up at Wichita.
Yeah. But it's a good. I mean, it'd be great for one of my kids to go to Wichita State. So yeah. I'm like, hey, you know, this is a real dream. If you have it, whatever. It's close to home, and so whatever. There's no expectations there. But yeah, he never talks about it, but he doesn't talk to anything. talk to me about anything. So there's that part. He's 14.
It's a great relationship you got.
Right.
There.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Wait till they get to the teenage years. I guess you got girls. Maybe it'll be a little bit different.
No, that'll be
probably a different type of.
The oldest one's already started with mom. So you know.
Oh yeah.
Can't wait.
But no, he kind of eats, sleeps, and drinks baseball. So, but
he wasn't.
But
like,
so many good players.
Did he watch the draft?
No, he was at.
He was playing
ninth Mill Valley. One of his first Mill Valley High School baseball practices last night.
Oh, okay.
So I even texted him. How are you watching the draft? Nothing. No. I was like, oh yeah, he's gone.
That's my boy.
Yeah, but I don't know. To answer your question, if it was on, I don't know if he'd be watching it. There's Fortnite to be played. Some YouTube that's always on.
By the way, 8 for 8 college players for the Royals and their college pitcher at number 152, fifth round Royals take Left-handed pitcher Austin Cox from Mercer.
One of the best pitchers for the Bears.
Very athletic.
6'4", 185.
Very athletic.
He was considering Mercer when they beat Duke in the NCAA tournament in basketball.
Projectable tools. I like this guy. Like, don't you think at some point somebody has to not like a guy in the draft? Like, that was my beef with it. It was a love fest. Oh, this is what makes our game great. No, this is what sucks about your game is people don't know anything. So stop trying to sell me on it and just tell me. I said this, like, nobody, there isn't one kid that's out there. He's just a total loser, but he can bring it. And you know, we've got some character issues here. Like, the NFL, they'll deal with that. Had some problems here. You know, kid got kicked off his high school team. No. Every kid is just walking old ladies across the street and straight-A students. And they were just wonderful people. Wasn't one jerk in the bunch, just wonderful people.
I don't know, like, I don't know how much does Harold Reynolds really know about those guys? Because if it's the NFL draft, you can
how much does he know about the guys in the big leagues? Right.
But all those guys, I mean, for the NFL draft, you can sit on your couch on Saturdays and watch football all day and be pretty in tune with the guys that are going to be there at the top of the board. Baseball takes effort.
I'll give the sites some credit. A lot of them did have videos you could click on as they got picked. And I was like, wow, somebody's actually got the video of this kid from behind the dish. Like, all right.
This high look school at him. In Tennessee.
Yeah, and by the way, the college football tape that they have on everybody, nobody ever put the bat on the ball against a pitcher in any of those videos. Nothing but swing and misses.
Position players hit a double or a home run
every single time. Yes, that's how it works.
One fun note, they mentioned the high school this kid went to. John Rocker went to this high school, as did Richard Lovelady.
Dick Lovelady and John Rocker.
Rocker.
That's a lineage there.
Presbyterian Day School in Macon, Georgia.
What about the names there?
It's a pedigree.
Rocker, Dick Lovelady, Austin Cox.
What are you getting at?
Just early in the alphabet, the A's and the C's and the D's.
Just lots of letters and stuff.
Take a break, give you a couple things you need to know next here on the program. All right, the sparring with the athletes and the President of the United States continues as the Eagles, it was said that they were going to have less than 10 players that would go to the White House. The President said they're not invited to the White House now. LeBron James and Steph Curry have both confirmed that neither one of the teams, should they win the NBA title, will be going to the White House. Mick Schaefer, your thoughts?
I would go see any president.
I would go to the White House, but I get the point. And it's politics and sports do not seem to be diverging.
No.
They seem to continue to run into each other.
Yeah, even more so.
All over the place. The NFL, Dave Gettleman, the general manager of the New York Giants, has announced that he has lymphoma and is going to begin treatment very soon. So that's serious. Oliver Luck is leaving the NCAA to be the commissioner of the XFL.
Really?
Andrew Luck's dad is going to be the XFL commissioner.
That maybe is the first dose of credibility, that thing.
Good or bad career move?
Doesn't seem like a good one, but he seems like a guy that's very measured that isn't just going to jump to anything. But maybe, you know.
He doesn't have a jump to conclusions, Matt?
He doesn't. Okay. Made $1 million.
That was the guy in the Pet Rock, man.
That's the guy in the body cast who's all excited because he's got the settlement coming from Office Space. Delaware has taken its first wager. The first bet. You know what it was?
I do because I heard
earlier.
You
do because you're here. $1,000 bet on the Yankees to win the World Series. We're off and running with sports betting outside of Nevada. And local notes in the draft.
Jackson Goddard of KU went to Arizona in the third round. Michael Plasmeyer, pitcher from Missouri, to Seattle in the fourth round. Aaron Ashby from Park Hill High School, a pitcher to Milwaukee in the fourth round. And Dylan Coleman, a pitcher from Missouri State, to the Padres in the fourth round.
Okay, so those are the local news. Got the Royals picks here today. I'm kind of putting you on the spot.
A lot more
college guys. A lot more college guys. That's what you need to know. You're not going to recognize the names, and you've never seen them play. We can run down the names later.
Yeah.
Kevin's going to break them all down from beginning to end. The newest picks, he's going to spend the first 2 hours of Between the Lines giving you full details of the picks in rounds 3 through 10. Get ready, Kansas City. It's coming right at you up next. Thanks, Mick.